W8RCY for identification. Yeah. Coming back around, I mean, you guys are talking about like having to go to these meetings and stuff like that. One of the reasons why I got out of the cell phone business, I had my own independent Verizon agency in Royal Oak across the street from the old Pasquale, two doors north of the Red Coat. And the store is still there. I think it's a T-Mobile now. But part of the reason why I got out of the cell phone business led towards my retirement was the iPhone, Apple products. Sean's talking about, you know, these mandatory meetings and things, and we sold a lot of brands of phones under Verizon and the days of Sprint and Nextel. And for us, we started getting Apple in. It was constant training. You were either doing online training, in-house training, phone call training, and then the mystery shoppers would come in. And these are all Apple people that come in and they start doing it to the point where you got to the beat of the point where you knew the drill, and it would be like, get out of my store. You're not here to buy a phone. You're Apple picking us, and you guys are mystery shoppers. Break. But the Apple people said, well, if you don't do this, you won't be able to have the right to sell our products. And I said, do you think I really care? And I didn't. I got to the point where by the time we sold the business, because Verizon built a corporate store across the street from us and choked us out, we were done with Apple. And to this day, I will not handle an Apple product. I won't even turn it on for somebody. You know, I just don't touch them. That's how much I despise Apple. And that's just my take on it, so.